Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, man? Love Gun. Shoot a man. It's life. Let's go. Yeah. Let me holler at you for a minute, little mama. Look, smoke all in this club, girl, but I can see your silhouette. I'ma be 100, baby girl, you got me thinking sex. Hope you feel the same, ma, cause I know how to do you, girl.
Right.
Tongue between your pretty brown legs, tastes like a cinnamon swirl. The way you got me feeling, girl, touching on your body, and you pulling on my waist, singing.
And daddy, you got
it. Let's go. Now we got it popping, candles lit, and it's song on. You on top of me, I'm slinking dick, you trying to hold on. Passion's in the air, girl, so you trying to ride out. And we both in lust, so let's head back to my hideout.
Yeah.
SP like a general, so I'ma put this dick on you.
Right.
Hell yeah, I'm a freak, baby, we can play a game or two. Passion's in the air, girl, so you trying to ride out.
Yeah.
And we both in lust, so let's head back to my hideout. SP like a general, so I'ma put this dick on you. Hell yeah, I'm a freak, baby, we can play a game or two. Girl, you like it fast or slow, sex you to the tempo, boo.
Yeah.
Wanna be my girl, that's a job, this the interview. The way that dress was fitting you, looking like it's painted on. Let's take this freaky scene back to your place, ma, where I belong. I commence to licking you, drink you like my favorite juice. Only if you promise that you ride me like your favorite coupe. Girl, I got the scoop on you, fuck you like I'm supposed to do. Make you break a sweat from the sex like a rope. Passion's in the air, girl, so you tryna ride out. And we both in lust, so let's head back to my hideout.
Yeah.
SP like a general, so I'ma put this dick on
That's
you.
Right.
Hell yeah, I'm a freak, baby, we can play a game or two. Passion's in the air, girl, so you tryna ride out.
Yeah.
And we both in lust, so let's head back to my hideout. SP like a general, so I'ma put this dick on you. Hell yeah, I'm a freak, baby, we can play a game or two.
Yeah. Come here, girl. Oh, you like that? Turn around. Come here. Yeah.
Going on, everybody. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It is another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. What's going on, everybody? It is 3 minutes after 5 o'clock, and out here in Las Vegas, it is still 100 in hell. We still got the jury curl alert, you know what I'm saying? People are just bursting into flames as they walk out, you know what I'm saying? We don't know if, I don't want to offend no communities or this, that, and the other, but people are just bursting into flames. You know what I'm saying? We got jerry curls, whatever, this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? So we want to welcome you back to another show, you know what I'm saying? We have a full show for you today. We do have the CEO of Thickness for Life. My girl, she's coming in here, Reba Faye, all the way from Nashville, California. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna have her call in a little bit. But right now, I'm about to introduce my co-host, one of the baddest BBWs out here on the West Coast. Introducing my girl, G-Spot. G-Spot, you in the building? Hold on. You in the building, sweetie?
I am. I'm here. How are you?
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm fine. I'm fine, sweetie. How are you today?
I am amazingly wonderful.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. You're amazingly wonderful. Okay, then. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You want to expound why are you so amazingly wonderful?
You know what? I'm just really blessed. I'm thankful. I'm blessed to even be alive and have healthy, happy children. Just, you know, I look at all the small blessings I have in my life. You know, the week started off kind of rough. You know, just really got floored in the beginning of the week, found out somebody really close to me was resulted in being a backstabber, and, you know, just had my personal business out there and just was talking a bunch of mess. And it, you know, I broke my heart because I really trusted this person, and now I have no trust in this person and really wish I had never expounded on a lot of my personal issues with this person. You know, it really hurt. It was hurtful and it broke my heart. But you know what? It is what it is. You learn, you live, you learn. You know, you just, you know, kind of figure people are as good as you are, you know, when it comes to keeping your secrets or being a good friend. And, you know, you have to realize sometimes you're not like that. So other than that, you know, I'm blessed. Like I said, went to church this morning. Went to visit my mom yesterday. She's doing a lot better. I want to thank everybody who's out there, been praying for her, and all the well wishes for my mom. She's actually doing a lot better, and just hoping and praying she'll continue to improve day by day. How's your mother doing?
My mother is doing well. My mother is doing well. You know, she's getting everything with her meds together and everything like that. So, she is doing well. I spoke with her yesterday, and, you know, all is good. I've just been kind of busy running around myself and everything, getting these radio shows together and getting everything back in the lineup and stuff like that. So I think we've both been kind of busy this week.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like it. Yeah, I know I've been dealing with some of the artists that I promote. I have a couple of them collaborating, Patron Don and Legacy Royale are in the studio collaborating on a few things, and hopefully soon enough my personal song will be out. I requested a song from Trom back when we were doing the last event, our last charity event, and he said, okay, as soon as the charity event's over, we'll work on it. So they're actually in the studio working on my song. So I'm excited. I can't wait to hear it. Hopefully it'll be done within the next month or so. And maybe we'll be able to debut it on Pillow Talk.
Right, right. No problem. No problem at all. I know you was asking me to do a song for Pillow Talk, so I know I have to get on top of my game and things like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's wonderful, sweetie. You got people out here working on music and anything like that. Are there any events or anything coming up? What's coming up on the our event calendar?
Actually, yeah. Last Sunday we talked to Jacob Palmer about Plush, and a couple of the girls and I met up over at Plush. We had an amazing evening last Sunday night, and it was the beginning, the kickoff for BBW Well-Rounded. So, you know, the week is over, and everybody's starting to head out of town. So tonight's the closing event. It'll be again at 10 o'clock at Gold Diggers inside of the Golden Nugget in downtown Las Vegas. So anybody that's in Vegas and would like to come out and enjoy an evening of fun, definitely come out. If you went to the event, they're going to be giving you a wristband, I think, at the door to give you a two-for-one drink specials and whatnot. So, you know, anybody that's interested, I'm going to be out there tonight representing, of course, Pillow Talk and LVPBW. So anybody that wants to come out and hang out with me and some of my girls, please do so. It'll be awesome. And then also have August coming up in August, we have our singles mixer. So Pillow Talk and LVPBW will be hosting a mixer out at Blind Tiger on Russell and Pecos, or Pecos and Russell, at 10 o'clock. On August the 2nd, Saturday night, come out, meet Fat Man, myself, and some of the LVPBWs, and come and hang out and mix and mingle and let's have some fun. It'll be a good night. So I look forward to seeing a lot of people out for that event. And then coming up August 16th, I'm going to be hosting a fashion show. I'm going to be participating with our sister BBW organization, Thick Nation, is going to have their convention from the 14th to the 17th. On the 16th is the fashion show portion, and I'm going to be out there representing, of course, LBPPW. We're going to be sponsoring that portion of the event. Tickets are still available for the Thick Nation convention weekend. They're $99, I think it is. And if you have any questions, you can hit up thicknationvegas@gmail.com and have DJ DVD. And you can also visit thicknation.org for more information on that event. And then September 7th, we're going to have our annual, we have two annual picnics every year. It's the end of the summer picnic. It's going to be at a JC Park over off of St. Louis and Eastern, 12 noon, Sunday afternoon. Come out, enjoy a day of fun. Bring your kids, bring the dog, bring your sports equipment. Let's have some fun. Let's get out there and get active. Pillow Talk will be there. LBPPW will be there. LBPPPs, our Las Vegas Pleasantly Plump players, will be out there manning the grill. So definitely, you know, bring a little something for the potluck. Bring your whatever BYOB and, you know, come out and have a good time with us. And that's it for my updates.
Oh, that's good. That's good, sweetie. That's good. That's good. Everything is wonderful in the neighborhood of Pillow Talk Radio. Like we say, we appreciate everybody for logging and supporting us. We're loving that you're listening to the archive shows through the week. You know what I'm saying? Keep on doing that. Make sure you share the shows. Make sure you tell a friend. Bring a friend. Let them know that they need to be listening to Pillow Talk Radio every Sunday at 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern in some places, you know what I'm saying? But every Sunday at 5 o'clock, you know what I mean? But right now we're going to get into today's topic. And today's topic is the top 10 lies men and women tell each other.
I've heard them all.
Right. So the top 10 lies women and men tell each other. I know for a fact, I know a lot of times everybody figure, well, I've heard it all, and I've heard this, and I've heard that, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. If you guys got any questions, got any answers, and if you got some top 10 lies that you've heard from your woman, or you've got some top 10 lies that you've heard from your dude, hit us up on our guest line call-in number at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Y'all give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. You know what I'm saying? Let us know who's the gave you one of these top 10 lies that men and women tell each other. I got one. I'll call you right back.
Yeah, definitely. You can do the women. I'll help you out with the women. But the one from me, that I hear from men is, let's see, number one, I hear this all the time. No, I don't got a girlfriend. I ain't married. And then the wife or the girlfriend comes out of the woodwork and says, what the fuck, why are you talking to my man? Or you know, wants to find out what the hell's going on. Another one is, oh, yes, baby, I'm ready to settle down. I want a relationship. I want to go for the long haul. Yeah, right.
Another
good one is, it's not all about the sex, baby. We don't have to have sex if you don't want to have sex. I can wait. I mean, it's so funny when I hear that shit and say, yeah, whatever, but you're sitting there with your dick all hard in your pants.
Right, exactly. It's not about that, you know what I'm saying? It's about what you want. Yeah, okay,
right.
Right now I want some sex, some hard mugambo. I want some hot butter, you know what I mean, and everything like that. What's another one? Give me a minute, okay?
Oh yeah. Women are good. Women are good about saying, "Oh, I'll be there in 10 minutes," or "I'll be right out. I'll be ready in just a few minutes," or
right,
"I'll get back to you in just a few minutes." Yeah, women are notorious for that, but men do the same too. So
here's another one.
Go ahead.
Here's one. I'm charging my phone.
Right. Right. No, the best one is for me that men do is my phone was on vibrate from the night before, and I forgot to turn my volume up, so I missed your call. I'll call you. He called back like maybe 4 or 5 hours later. Mm-hmm. And what were you doing the whole day? Uh-huh.
Right. Exactly.
You have your phone in your hand all day long, but yet you just noticed this on break.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm going to charge my phone and I'm going to call you right back. And you don't get a phone call until the day after. So that's kind of like, well, what happened? You know what I'm saying? I fell asleep. But then in the process, she makes a mistake and go, but yeah, when I got home this morning, but I thought you fell asleep last night charging your phone, but you just got home this morning. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we've heard those before. Like you said, if you got, you know, some top 10 lies that men tell women and women tell men, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Right now, we're going to get into some more music, y'all. We'll be right back with more Pillow Talk in just a second.
Real shit, people. I love the ball, man, so I do what it takes to get to the top, man. Sometimes I don't have time for the people I love, you dig? Yeah, but I do it for you feel me? Let go. Reezy back up in it. Just thought that I'd alert you. It's about time for me to go in. Curfew started back in 06. Straight up out the ball court. Now I ball in malls, copping everything in all sorts of diamonds, clothes, etc. Money too long, why the hell you try to measure? Bullshit and never. I'm probably in the Netherlands, cause dipping on right back to that U.S. Probably in the bay, in the never sleeping city with your girlfriend on the blade. My niggas probably laughing, but I'm serious as A's. Don't let them like fool you, it get
dirty like the A.
If I ain't up in the A, then I'm probably out in Cali blowing bomb, looking for a bad chick that look like Hallie. My mama say she happy, but I only see her barely, cause damn, is this what it comes to? Producer, rapper, slash family man in one dude. I tried to do it all, but it's too much to be when the top is where I wanna be.
I wish there was another me.
My apologies for chasing the cheese, cause even though I'm close, I'm still chasing the dream. I know you love it when I'm there, but you hate when I leave. But I get paid when I leave, so
I wish there was another me.
I'm the cheerleader's favorite, and it's probably cause I'm ballin'. I go so hard at the music, cause I swear that is my calling. Girls think I'm from New Orleans, cause I'm flyer than a hornet. She want me like a warrant, and the girl is down to join it. Yeah, it's true, I left my city, but I won't forget my city. Even though I push the bag, that L.A. Cali shit is in me. If you talking about the work, look here, boy, I put in plenty. Rock some shows and get that dough, then sack it up just like I'm 50. And I know my family miss me, but I'm busy on my grizzly. Fuck whoever trying to diss me, take a shot, you better not miss me. They mad I fucked them hoes and I ain't gotta get them tips. Said she don't wanna leave my world, like she took a trip to Disney. And I do it just like Disney, cause my city's counting on me. I'm higher than the top of a fucking mountain, homie. Big face dead guys is what we counting, homie. I'm talking about that money, I'll be right back with that money. Yo, back. Everything is what the West Coast is to me. Since I'm headed to the top, just like I'm supposed to be, I barely have time for my loved ones close to me. I miss you when I'm gone, so
I wish there was another me.
The music keeps me in the studio, away from home. It's my home, away from home. I know you spent some days alone and some lonely nights, so girl, I really mean when I say that
I wish there was another me.
right. That's my peoples right here. You know what I'm saying? Wish there was another me. You got the boy Fat Man up in here. It is 5:20 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? And we are back with Pillow Talk Radio. I got my co-host. G-Spot on the phone. G-Spot, are you on the phone?
I am on the phone.
You are on the phone. That's what I'm talking about and everything. Other than that, right now, we're about to try and get some more of these top 10 things that are top 10 lies that men say to women and women say to men and everything. Here's something that women say to men. Yeah, you were my first.
You know what? Notoriously, women lie about how many sexual partners they've had. And I will attest to doing it myself. Depending on the guy, depending on the situation and maybe his background or whatever, yeah, uh-huh. I admit that I have fibbed a time or two about that. I mean, that my record is like my, as long as my arm, by any means it's not, because I've shit, like I said publicly before, I've been married 4 times, so those were kind of long-term relationships, so I haven't been out there that much, but, you know, yeah, it's I've only been with so many guys, not too many guys, but yeah, women are notoriously known to lie about how many sexual partners they have, or if it's their first or not. Men, oh, the top one that I love is, oh, I don't watch porn. There is no guy alive that does not watch porn. I don't give a shit. Or, I've never been to a strip club. Yeah, right. Whatever.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Or one we get from women and this, that, and the other. No, I wasn't on the other line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't hear the click over, but no, I wasn't on the other line.
Right, no, I wasn't on the other line. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, well, why is your phone going straight to voicemail? Oh, I don't know. I didn't get that call and this, that, and the other. Or, you know, or another thing. No, I didn't receive that text.
Right. But you know what? That has happened to me, where they say, oh, I sent you a text. Or I have sent a text out, and they tell me, oh, I didn't get it. Good thing now with phones now, we have the technology to do a screenshot. So, and you send text, it has the time and date on it. So
right.
I have covered my ass numerous times with a screenshot. They'll say, oh, I didn't get your text. Oh, really? Let
really?
Me see.
Okay.
Screenshot,
well,
let me send that to you. Yes.
I don't know.
I prove myself.
I don't know how to screenshot and everything. Well, I think I got a cheap phone.
That's what it is.
I think
it just depends on the phone you have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like mine, I have a Galaxy, and you can just screenshot whatever's on your screen.
Yeah.
So, like, to cover my ass, I've been told, oh, I didn't get that text. Oh, really? You didn't get the text? Let me see. I'll just prove to you that I did send it. And you screenshot it, and there's a whole list of text messages that were incoming and outgoing, and it has the times and dates on them. So, I mean, there's no way to, jimmy that and make it to your advantage. You know, you can't set the date and the time on it. It is what it is. So, yeah.
Right.
Another one I like that guys say a lot is, oh, I always wear condoms. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then. All right.
I've been told, I always wear condoms.
Right. I got a big shout out. That goes to the mother of my child. I got a big shout out to her. That goes to the mother of my child, Miss Latisse Jackson. She got engaged over the weekend and everything.
I saw that.
So congratulations to her and her new, as they say out in the country, her new beau, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. People thought that I was going to flip out and tear up things. I showed up at the engagement party, and everybody was like, oh, shit, and everything. But, no, when you get to a certain point in your life to where it is time to be supportive instead of being a hindrance, trust me, you'll know, and that time has came, and I think I need to be more supportive that a hindrance and be a better best friend and try and be everything else that I can't be right now. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Big shout out to her. Congratulations to you, Latisse. I know you're going to be happy and everything like that. And, trust me, I am behind you 100%. And I do that to let people know that you still can be supportive of your ex's relationships, of your ex, period. It don't have to be no bitter shit, no bitter bullshit, and this, that, and the other in between you guys, because we still have a child to raise. You know, even though the child is going to be with me and everything, I'm excited about the first day of school and everything like that. I get to be a daddy and send my daughter to school and things like that and be out there to wait for her and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that, but I really wanted to let people know that, no, I am happy for her. There is no bitterness, no animosity or anything like that, because I am a man of my word. You know what I'm saying? So God bless him. You know what I'm saying? God bless him. Actually, I hugged her boyfriend and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Just to let him know it wasn't no hard feelings. You know, I hugged him and rubbed his head and rubbed his bald head and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I did go to the engagement party, and it was a blast. You know, had fun and everything. So just to ease the pain, because I know you said that people were calling you last week. It was like, does Fat Man sound mad? No, Fat Man's not mad. It's just Fat Man is very aggressive, and he's coming back out of his shell. So, you know, so thank you, everybody, for your concerns, for your comments, for your questions and all of that, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And that's another question, that another lie that women asked you: do you like him?
Right. And you know what? It's funny, because I've gone through this situation. You know, my children's father, who is my second husband, when we got a divorce, when we separated, he was like, I better not see no man, you know, the typical bullshit that you hear. I don't want no man around my kids, yada, yada, yada. But then, you know, he came to a realization that, you know, life goes on. He's going to be with somebody else. I'm going to wind up being with somebody else. So it's either we get along and we be civilized and, you know, do the right thing as far as our kids, or it's just going to be a bunch of bullshit. So over the years, you know, we've become like best friends. I mean, we can call each other and talk for hours on the phone. His current wife now and I get along fine. You know, anything to do with the kids, it's always a partnership. You know, we even though he's in California, I'm here in Vegas, you know, we do have that good relationship. And, I mean, he even came to my last wedding, you know. So, you know, he's very supportive in that way, and I in his life as well. So that's the best way to do it, you know. It's, if you can't be together and be good together, then at least be good apart. So that's, you know, especially when it comes with kids. So, yeah, congratulations to her and all the best, definitely.
Yes, I wish all the best to her and everything, you know what I'm saying? So it is 5:28 right now out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? It is a beautiful day out here. Like I said, I don't really know the index, but I know it's 100 in hell. Everybody's sitting up under the air conditioners. Everybody's still chilling and everything like that. But right now, we're going to get into our interview segment, part of the show. And today we're interviewing Miss Reba Michelle Fay. Okay, she's the CEO of Thick Models, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. I think, if I'm not mistaken, she's out of Nashville, Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, and she got plus-size models for hire, you know, websites, pages, Twitter to be published and seen in plus-size, I can't read this, videos, runways, magazines, etc. But with no further ado, let's try and get her on the phone and see if she is in the building. This is Pillow Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear, sweetie. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Reba Fay from Thickness for Life, okay? Aren't you Nashville?
Thickness
for
Life.
Who you are, babe.
That's right. My name is Reba Fay. I'm the CEO of Thick Models, and I'm also known as Plus Size Model Thickness for Life. I run a plus-size promoting company for inspiring models, male and female, sizes 8 and above. our women are global. We're worldwide, and we're taking it nationwide. Plus Size is all about with Plus Size Models for Hire. Appreciate
okay.
being on the show. I look forward to the questions.
Okay, okay. All right.
I have a question for Reba, if you don't mind. Reba, I know that the standard for plus size models has always been size 12 and up, and you just mentioned something about size 8 and up. What do you
yes,
feel about?
I did.
How do you feel about the world now acknowledging that they want to turn BBW models or plus size models into twigs? Because basically, a size 8 is a pretty small size, and
yes,
being a size model, X model myself, 8 to me is not plus size. 12 is not even plus size, but I can see where the thickness comes into play, and they consider it a plus size. I know in Europe, size 8 won't even be looked at as far as a model for a normal
right.
size model. But
right.
what is your take on it?
My take is this whole anything over size 6 is plus size is bullshit. Because
right.
You cannot sit there and go into a boutique that they want to say that it's plus size friendly, because most boutiques that I've gone into don't even go into a size higher than a 10. So how are you going to stick me in a category and say that I'm going to be able to shop in this boutique where this size 8 can shop, but this size 16 cannot? But yet you're going to
right.
stick me in that same category and try to involve me in your catalog, and that's what I don't agree with it. I go to several meetings, and I've made outrages about it. I stress about it on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Thick, and I say often that I feel like it's not fair because, let's be realistic, your average size woman wears a 14. Her average height is 5'4". Yes, that is the average American woman. Why are they stressing and trying to push that you've got to be a size 2 and your height needs to be 5'7", 5'9"? I don't know, but I'm not walking around too many giraffes when I'm out on the street. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm walking around mm-hmm. people that are thick, that are plump, that are plus, and that are BBW. And each day, I see it more and more. And I have relocated to South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. And you go out here on this beach, and I'm going to tell you what, there's more thick and plus than there is thin. That's all. And
right.
I see it every day because I'm out on that beach every day. And it amazes me now at the confidence of the bigger size women that you see that will wear a two-piece now, where 10 years ago they wore a one-piece.
Right.
They would
never
dare
to
be in a two-piece.
They wore a skirt, pair of shorts,
that's
or whatever
right,
over
their
bathing suit. Right.
They
right.
sure did.
I completely agree. And you know, whenever I do a model call and I'm looking for models for a fashion show or a photo shoot or whatever the case may be for one of my events, I stress size 12 and up. I will not have a model in my show that's smaller than a size 12. I just won't, because she's not a BBW to me. She is
right.
not a BBW. She is not a plus size woman.
And see,
to me.
I understand
so there's
that.
There's no way I will do it.
With my, you know, like I said, because I'm a promoter. I'm not a modeling agency. I promote women that believe in themselves, that want to be seen, and I'm able to open the fields and the streets and the circle to the industry of that networking, of modeling. And there are some calls that they want a thick size, plus size woman that doesn't necessarily fall in the BBW because they want two sizes smaller than what's classified as a BBW. So when you have a young lady that walks into a modeling agency and she's a size 8 or a size 10, they look at her and they tell her, we're going to stick you in the plus size category.
Right.
Well, now she's in the plus size category, which is also with women that wear size 24, 26. Is that fair
right.
that she should be put in that category? Because
no,
they're
because
only going to get casting for that size,
right.
and I feel that's not fair. Where
right.
what
now
I offer
she's being
is,
caught in the middle.
Right.
She's being caught in the middle, and she has no
exactly.
option because she can't go smaller and she can't go bigger unless she
that's
decides
exactly
she's going
right.
to go and have a couple
she's,
of tons of ice cream and make it
down 2020. She's going to catch
right.
2020 because she's mm-hmm. not quite small enough to be in the boutique, and she's really not big to be what's considered BBW. So with my company, all my girls are different sizes, different locations, different looks for variety events. You know, last year we worked with Fruit of Balloons. They contacted me out of Bowling Green, Kentucky, and they were looking for a pear shape and an apple shape, but they both wanted them to have 48-inch hips. And I tried to express to them that it is going to be hard to find an apple shape and a pear shape woman that's going to have the same size hips, considering it's such a difference in body size.
Right.
You know? But we were able, lucky enough, to cater to their needs and help them out. But that's what happened. We get contacted by different industries that are looking for different types of models, for different types of looks, for different types of photo shoots, for commercials or runway shows or promotions or events. And depending on what they need, I have them look at my models because I'm always advertising because no model is more important than the next. They all get the same amount of exposure. They all get put on websites. They all get their Facebook pages. They get tweeted out there. You know, at the end of the day, what they get is what they bring in when it comes to their work. I can try to promote them and sell them as a product, as a brand, but at the end of the day, they need to be clean, neat, and pressed if they want to be branded as a product. And that is what we're about. I don't take no hot messes. I don't take no porn stars. We don't indulge in food fetishes. And I don't have no need for no nakedness. We are about professionalism, classy, sassy, bringing awareness and woman empowerment to the plus size, showing that we can be beautiful, we can be bold, and we don't have to be butt-ass naked to get it.
Right.
Because
now
that's
that,
the problem nowadays.
That goes to my
you look out
question.
There, there's too many women out there being half-naked. They're in the mirror. They're
that's
in the bathroom.
And that's exactly what I was going to ask you is, you know, especially
we
us
do
here
not,
in Vegas.
Yes. We don't. I don't even entertain cell phone photos or bathroom photos. Our models have to have professional photos, and every 3-4 months they need to be upgraded, you know, to their updated look because we all change looks. In the past year, I've lost over 100 pounds, so my look has changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, you know, and it's not going to fall in your lap. And not every gig you're offered is going to be a paying gig, but if you want it bad enough, you'll chase after it. Things don't fall in your lap, you know.
Right.
You got to go out, you work for it. And when people see you work for it and you're out there trying to brand yourself and brand your name or brand your photo and tell them why you need to be their product on their shelf or their product in their catalog or their product for their clothing line, that's what it's about. They want a clean, neat, and pressed with the individual that takes it seriously. And some women, unfortunately, locked in modeling, and it's sad.
Right, and I totally understand, and I totally agree, because I, myself, I have modeled about 4 years in California back in early 2000, whatnot. But anyways, I was approached numerous times by, adult-themed magazines and catalogs and whatnot, wanting to know if I would model, and I refused, and they were shocked. They were shocked that I wouldn't strip down and just go ahead and do it. And so, you know, being that we are here in Las Vegas and we're in Sin City, the pornography and the adult industry here amongst the BBW community, amongst plus-size community is so rampant, and it's hard to stay out of it. It's hard to stay away from it.
Once
I'm the president of and co-founder of Las Vegas Pleasantly Plump Women, and we're a group of women who decided to start a group of BBWs, plus size women, BHMs, to promote a safe place for all of them to come together and be in a positive atmosphere and not worry about, you know, pulling up dick pictures or pussy pictures on their every time
they
open up their Facebook page because that's all that would show up. So, you know, we get slapped in the face every once in a while because we don't allow, you know, those type of pictures to be posted. We don't allow, you know, the rude comments. We don't allow it to be smutty or, you know, dirty.
Right.
And so, but, you know, we have over 5,000 members in our group, and from all different walks of life, all different lifestyles, every race, color, creed, religion you can imagine. all over the world. And so, you know, we pride ourselves on keeping it positive and as clean as we possibly can, because we have all age groups. And so I do understand the struggles it is to keep your business and your plan in a lane and not, you know, divert any which way without having all these, you know, being bombarded by the adult industry.
Because
and the foreign
I do get approached many, many times by the adult industry. I was just approached last year and offered $15,000 to go topless in their magazine because of who I was. And as much as that money was needed, my pride, you know, was worth more. I have two young girls.
I understand.
I don't want them coming later on down the road at something that I did, that I made a decision, just a quick decision, because all I thought of was money signs. I sat there and I talked it over. I've been with the same man now. We're going to celebrate 15 years this August.
Congratulations.
I discussed it with him, thank you, about the proposition that was thrown at me, the magazine that was thrown at me, and we both decided that, you know, it was with what I had going on, it was completely disvalue of what I'm trying to promote, being positive. How can I say, be positive, be awareness, and there I am, tits flying in the wind, and a magazine. So that's the reason. So I told them that I appreciate the offer. Anytime they wanted me in their clothes, that I would take it up. But unfortunately, I will not be doing a nude photo shoot. I'm not a person to even do photos. I feel like I like to leave imagination. At the end of the day, imagination never killed anybody.
Exactly.
And I've dealt with a few models here.
Right, and I've dealt with a few models that have done implied nude modeling, which is fine.
Of course.
You know, it's done classy. Right.
Exactly.
It's done classy. It's done in great taste. So implied nude, I don't see any problem with it. I have a problem with it.
We've got some on our page that are so that.
Right.
And you would think, you know, that they are, but really truth of the matter is they're not. It's just, it's always the angle of the camera. You'll be surprised what a good photographer can do for you. I worked with a great photographer by the name of Patrick Webster. He is amazing. He goes out there and does the Las Vegas events out there for the BBW. And he can do angles where you think you're butt-ass naked, but you're really not. It's just the angles that he has done and perform or gotten on a ladder and looked down. And that's what it's about. At the end of the day, it's about how good your photographer is.
Thank you. A lot of photographers do not know how to shoot a BBW or a plus-size model.
No, they do not.
They don't understand that. Right. It's all about the angle. Yes.
You have to come at angles. I tell photographers all the time, because I'll have models that come contact me, and they go, well, I'm going to go to a photographer. Is there anything I should tell them? I'm like, tell them, do not come at you straight on. Come at you at an angle. Okay, this is not a mug shot, okay?
Exactly.
We need to show angles. We want to show curves. We want to show why you are called the plus size, or why you're called thick, or why you're called, this is not why we are doing straight, because that's the problem. Too many are head on, and they're just straightforward. Or they haven't turned to the side. And I always say, never turn to the side, because some women have bigger bellies than they do booties.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, your belly's sticking out further than your booty does. But if you had turned that hip at an angle, it would make that booty pop.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's
yes.
always
I agree.
About
I agree.
A photographer.
It's all about the angles.
Yes. And so I work with photographers, and I ask them all the time, have you ever worked with a plus-size model? I don't go to them and say, have you taken pictures of a big person? Because I'm not taking family portraits. I am taking modeling pictures. I am doing poses and pictures and pinups that are not your normal typical picture that's hanging up in the household. So that's why I need to ask you, you know, a photographer is a photographer, but what type of photography do they do is really important. Don't always go cheap, because at the end of the day, you going cheap could really mess up a career where you've got the potential, but you chose to go cheap in the wallet, and you're coming out with smudgy, blurry pictures. I see that so
right.
often.
You get what you pay for. You get
not
what you pay for.
Exactly, because they're not using proper equipment. They're, you know, and then I have a lot of women that inbox me, and they're like, these are professional pictures. And I'm like, he would have never stuck you or she would have never stuck you in front of a light switch. That's not going to be in your background. I'm sorry. I'm just, I've gone to many photo shoots, many studios, and they don't stick you over by the light switch and take a picture. So I have so many that try to pawn it off because, like I say, I only take professional pictures. That's because we're a professional company. This isn't a little group or a little fun page. This is a page that people come to look for models, to sell their product, to sell their brand, to be in their magazine, to be in their calendar. We've been in music videos. We do all types of positive in the industry for plus-size women. That
well,
is what this model is
really
about.
I commend you because it's hard to find anybody that really sticks to their guns when it comes to, you know, their ability to maintain a positive, maintain a positive influence in the plus size modeling world
right.
in the BBW community. You know, it's really hard to find somebody like that. So I really do
commend
you.
Right, I have a lot of problem finding loyalty. The industry has come so cutthroat and backstabbing,
yes.
the people that are stabbing me in the back are taking the knife back out of my back to stab it in the next one. They're not even keeping it in my back, you know.
I heard you, sister.
And so I'm not like that because I have no problem sharing my success because this world is big enough for all the plus-size beauties,
right.
you know. And
I agree.
It's a shame that I see the hate or the vengeance that people will go to, or you'll speak to someone about ideas, and they, before you know it, they've unstole your ideas, or they're trying to do something or create something that you had spoken to them about, and you're like, wow, I come to you in privacy, and, yeah, completely just, like, jackknifed me and turned on me. And unfortunately,
yes.
I hate that that goes on a lot in this industry. You're not really sure who to trust, who not to trust, who to open up to, and then you got a lot of fakes, and you got to get past them.
Yeah.
I need to find out who this individual is. I'll have a photographer that will contact me, and come to find out this isn't he's not even a photographer. He's just some freak that wants to take pictures of a certain model. You know, so we try to background check individuals and try to find out, you know, if they have any kind of legitimacy in this industry, then we should be able to backtrack something to them. If I am unable to do so, then I do not feel comfortable for my model to follow that lead, and I will tell her. And at the end of the day, it is their decision, but I do try to, you know, maybe mother hen my models because some of them have never stepped foot in this industry. So they're willing to jump at the first one that's willing to offer money when they're not really paying attention to the red flags. Because I always say a legitimate company or a legitimate photographer or journalist or blogger or anything will have something to fall back on. It's just too much social media out there not to have something to fall back on these days.
Yes, I agree.
And I'm a, you know, so I always tell people, check out who Thick Models is. You know, I want people to read and know what we offer. We offer to have to promote you. We offer to have you published. We put you out there in the web. We have it within months where they're able to Google you to find out and see your work. And that's what these models need. They need that network, that outlet. And I'm the outlet that they reach to. And I've gotten girls' runway shows. I just got one that is going to get picked for a commercial. We had a young lady last year who got picked for a commercial. 2 years ago, one of our ladies got sent to London for London's Fashion Week. We just had great things, you know, with our ladies. American Pinup, for the first time, used four of our ladies for their first time ever plus-size pinups.
Wow.
Wow,
that's
amazing. Yeah,
yes,
no, I mean, definitely. Because they've never done plus-size, and for them to come to me and pick four of my girls off my team was amazing. If you Google plus-size models, seven of my models pop up on the first page. So that's me out there promoting and bringing awareness to these young ladies. And they're young, they're old, they're, like I said, they're from all regions. They're from all over the world. I'm able to network through the internet. There's events that go on throughout the nation. So even though I'm in one location, it doesn't stop somebody else that's in another location because the computer is just, you know, thank God for the internet. Facebook, Twitter, you name it, they have been a blessing. And like I said,
right.
you know, we're on Twitter at Thick Models. I'm at Thick. You know, I'm always looking to network, to connect, and to bring awareness. I'm always open to working with others that want to work with plus size. Like I said, as long as it has nothing to do with the adult porn industry or food fetish, we're always on board to bring them on as a sponsor to help promote empowerment to the plus size woman.
Well, I really, like I said, I commend you, and I think you're doing an amazing job. You know, I was going to ask you, I was going to ask you, what ages do your models run?
We have ages. Well, all my models at the present moment are 21 and over, because I really like 21 and over. We do under 21, but a lot of times you get mommies involved, and I don't do mama drama. Okay, your child's 18 and they're big enough. If they're going to be able to sign that contract, then they need to be big enough to take the consequences or the feedback of what may come to them. So,
right.
you know, it's a little touchy feeling because the 18-year-old, the 19-year-old, they're still emotional. So when they don't get that part or they don't make that casting, they get upset. Or sometimes
mm-hmm.
we run into, well, either they can go party or they can get the casting, and we find they go partying. Well, that looks bad on my company. So I want people that are willing, that are done with the partying and want to make that casting because it's more important for them to be in that line rather than to be at that party.
Right,
and I find
exactly.
that people 21 and over tend to be over the party stage somewhat. Like I said, they have to pay a one-time fee to come on board with Thick Models. So they're investing. Yeah, so they're investing in themselves. So that's, you know,
right.
that lets us know that they're taking this serious, that we're not wasting our time because it costs us time and money for advertisement, for websites, for the yellow pages, for things of that sort, you know. So this lets us know that they are serious about it because we can't be promoting models that are not legitimately serious about this because then we're wasting time.
Is
and time is money.
Right.
I'm
is it
sorry?
A base fee? Is it a base
it's
fee?
It's a one-time
that you charge?
Fee. It's just a
okay.
one-time fee they pay of $150. And then anything after that that the model books, she keeps 100% of because, like I stated, we're not a modeling agency. We're modeling
okay.
promoters. So
uh-huh.
if I should contact that model and say there is a photographer who wants to do photographs for you for his portfolio that pays $300. Then the model knows
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day that that pay is $300 and she's not paying out an agency. Because with agency, you usually have an agency fee, a photographer fee, and what they call a sitting fee. Because I've been with
mm-hmm.
two modeling agencies throughout my years. I'm 40 years old. So I was with Casablanca, and I was also with a company in Atlanta, Georgia. And they take
mm-hmm.
fees. And before it's said and done with, sometimes you're barely making just enough of the gas to get back. Because by the time everyone's taking their fees out, there's not much left for the model. Where I
mm-hmm.
feel like the model deserves every bit that she's busted her ass for.
Right.
And that's the reason I say pay that one-time fee. We promote you. We've had women that's been with us now for 4 years and are still getting jobs and getting published and getting seen. And they paid 4 years ago just a one-time fee and still having wonderful things happen to them. Because it ain't like we
mm-hmm.
stop. We keep promoting until either they want to leave or they get picked up by another agency. For instance, last month we lost two girls because they got picked up by a company that didn't allow them to be signed with any other agency or allow them to be signed with promoters. They found them girls
okay.
through me, picked them up, so they're out of New York, and now they're signed with them. So,
okay.
you know, we help these girls further their career. We
mm-hmm.
can't give it to them, but we bring them the needs and the assets and the links and the direction and the circles that they need to be in. For
well, that's
sure
great.
On that.
That is awesome.
It's just
that
they have
awesome.
To believe in themselves. you know, don't call me asking me, do I think you can be a model? I don't want to hear that. It's like
right.
me calling you and saying, do you think I can be a CEO? No, either you can or you can't, you know.
Right.
And if you're doubting yourself, well, others are going to doubt you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly.
You know, like yep. I always say, it started from a dream for me to promote plus-size women in a positive manner. And I started with one model, with Thick Models, and that was me. That was almost 5 years ago. Now, almost 30 models later, success is still booming. So I've been fortunate enough and blessed enough to be able to keep it up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, for people that want to connect and work with me, Thick Models, you know, or you can also look at my models at Fitness for Life, Thick Models. There's several websites. You can Google Fitness for Life, and it just puts you in connection with all the models, the events, the things that we offer, you know, what I have availability for castings, for linkings, for people that may need models for shows, and they don't know where to go or where to find them. And if I don't have the model, I try to put them in the direction that might have the model they need.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I have no problem sharing my success, and I'm not a cutthroat kind of a woman. I've got a big heart. Modeling's a huge thing in my heart, and so I want to spread and share the wealth of modeling for plus-size women. Not knock the skinny women out there. Don't hate on me. Don't send me no hateful emails now. But I'm just saying there's never been an advocate really, you know, to promote the plus-size woman in a positive manner. And if someone
okay.
says Kim Kardashian is a plus size, I'm going to smack them. Okay? I don't want to hear that. I hear that
I
all the time, and I'm sick to death to hearing that. Okay? There's nothing plus size about that woman, okay? You know, she's got her own version. But I'm sorry. I hear people say that to me all the time, and it drives me up. And I'm like, y'all wouldn't
That's
even know
it.
About that woman if she won't suck and dick, okay? So just please leave her out of this situation. You know?
Wow.
I agree.
Wow.
I agree.
I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, 5 years ago, who was a Kardashian? Nobody knew. Oops, the video comes out. And then guess what? All
right,
right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay,
well,
she dated
well,
Ryan
so
Seacrest. What is her Ryan Seacrest sex tape, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No,
well,
right?
I really thank you so much for coming on the show. I thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you, you know, giving us an eye-opener as to, you know, the modeling industry right now. I've had this issue with the size thing for quite a few years.
Oh,
so I'm
yes.
glad that there's somebody else that feels the same way I do. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the show, and we welcome
well,
you back.
Thank you. I look forward.
Like
I'll definitely have me back on the show. You know how to get a hold of me. Thickness for Life on Twitter at Thick Models.
Thank you so much, Reba. It was a pleasure meeting you.
It was a pleasure with y'all, too. Thank you. Y'all, too, have a blessed evening.
Thank you. Likewise.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we appreciate Reba Faye calling in with Thickness for Life Modeling Agency. You guys make sure that you hit her up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to be an inspiring model, if you're trying to do the damn thing, y'all make sure y'all hit her up. In a few minutes, we're going to be back with our new host, Lady Lauren, and she'll be back with the report, with the gossip report and everything like that. You're listening to... Yeah, I'm fucking forgetting the name. You listen to Pillow Talk Radio. Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Man, just lost my train of thought right there. We'll be right back, y'all.
Where all my big girls at? Big chicks. Where all my big chicks at? Big girls. Y'all know the business. You already know.
Big girl. I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. I like the way you do that there. You know I like the way you do that there.
In the club, it's all eyes. Watching you doing your thing, I'm hypnotized. Come over here, blow up some things that's purple-eyed. I wanna turn you up to some things, I specialize. I like it when you're working the thing between your thighs. And you know I'm telling you cause I'm looking you in your eyes. So dip your hips, ass over. You know I'm about to hit it like a fat Mr. Poker. Cause loving me like ecstasy. Got your body next to me. This little open looper only stays because of bitch to me. Drop it slow down the pole, BBW. Fat man up, spin this bitch with his curvy crew. Long Beach Club, curve, west coast and blue. Friday night they get it cracking and crunk. Dedicated to the ladies with the junk and the trunk. Fat man, yes, tattoos bringing the bump. Like this. I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. The way you move that there, you know I like the way you move that there. You know I wanna see you dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over. Booyaka, booyaka, up in the club. Hey yo, ghetto girl, come show me love. Got my favorite dress on, that's who's the sexiness. No woman, no cry, Caribbean mistress. Cause you got a smile a lot, and you keep it in hot. Long hair down your back, and you're showing ass crop. Little mama taking drama while I'm smoking on Havana. I talk her in a group and serve her up like Benihana. Stays in the man like a PS2. You're the number one song on my Rolling Stone review. I got a Prada and Gucci, Cartier type bitch. They rock Gucci and Fendi and Chanel type shit. Let's steal away to San Tropez. Making love on the beach by Mandalay. You're the woman I've been looking for to steal my dream. Half black Dominican, late Indian descent. I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. The way you move that there, you know I like the way you move that there. You know I wanna see you dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over. I like the way you move that there. You know I like the way you move that there. I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. You know I wanna see you dip your hip ass over, dip your hip. Over.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here. Another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. It's 2 minutes after 6 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's hotter than hell. You got your boy, the bad boy, Fat Man up in here. And, of course, the baddest BBW out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Miss G-Spot is definitely in the building.
Yes, I am. So are we bringing on our Miss Lady Lauren to the show?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. With no further ado, everybody, here she is, Miss Lady Lauren. How you doing, Lauren?
Hey, guys. I'm doing fine. How are you guys on Sunday night?
Good.
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. So I got a little bit more gossip tonight on some of these hot celebrity music artists. And then I got some local Vegas news as well for you guys.
Okay.
So,
do your thing, buddy.
I got Chris Brown and Drake. You know, people call them in a studio together. If you guys haven't heard about that, you know, they're making magic in there. You know, Molly Mall, also, he's a rapper. He was in a studio with them, and they said that Rihanna was definitely not the subject of that situation. So it was all love in there, he said. Yeah, so I guess I don't know why they would be
bringing
up Rihanna anyways. Isn't that, like, so gone and old and done and over with? I mean, come on, shit.
Yeah, no, but, you know, people expect them to bring Rihanna up, but, you know, they're not going to go to the low level and bring her up.
Okay, so you're trying to tell me Chris Brown is about that boy pussy right about now, huh?
I mean, but they was on ESPYs together. They had a skit together and everything. They had a plan to have a skit together. I mean, I didn't watch all the ESPYs, but, you know,
okay.
I guess they cool now. But I guess the time is to, if you guys want to get back at your ex, I guess the time is now. So,
with
that.
Another band? Okay, yeah, right. We're right on.
Not with another man, no. But Lil Wayne and Chris Brown, according to Chris, Christina, her relationship with Lil Wayne is just music business only. But that's, she claimed the relationship is a rumor. But then recently at the ESPYs Awards, they got caught holding hands, leaving the ESPYs. So I don't know why they're lying.
He was probably helping her across the street.
He was helping her on that carpet, walking back, yeah. Hmm.
All right.
Floyd Mayweather, he denies talking, having sex with Tiny. So he finally, he did claim that they had sex. And then finally, recently, he said
you know, they did not have sex. So he denied that rumor as well.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I cannot stand that man. He is so arrogant. I know he's a great fighter, but that man turns my stomach. And I'm sorry, anybody that would actually fuck that thing is ew. Ew.
No. Wow.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm the Floyd, Mr. Floyd Mayweather. You know, I mean, whoever wants him can have him. That's cool.
Right.
But at least he didn't have sex with Tiny. Tiny is loyal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the relationship. She better be. That's my favorite celebrity relationship right there. It's that Tiny and the T.I. And then I don't know if you guys know about Hollow the Don. You guys ever heard of him? He's a battle rapper.
No.
Okay. Well, he did like defeat Joe Budden. It's like it's a total slaughter, you know, in New York, whatever. The reality show, Hollow the Don.
Right.
Yeah. Now he wants to, you know, battle the game. So if you guys need a rap battle, that's pretty of a hot topic right there.
But the game is not a battle rapper, you know, just like Joe Budden ain't a battle rapper.
But Joe Budden is a battle rapper. Nobody really knows that. Everybody sees, like, the reality show and the commercial kind of, you know, rapping and shit. But he is a battle rapper.
Well, that's why he lost.
I mean, if you went to that, that's why he lost. I mean, Hollow the Don,
he
had shit. I mean, but to Harry, you know, gave him some information to Hollow the Don, you know. But so he killed him. By the way, and then Meek Mill, he's actually staying in jail to September. So no more 3 to 4 weeks. That was a rumor. He's actually staying in jail to September.
Wow.
Meek Mill. What's so funny?
Nothing. It's just,
you don't like
Meek Mill? I laugh at the, it's comedy to me because it's like you got all this money, you're making this money and this and the other, and you still can't stay out of jail, you still can't clean up your record, you still can't pay them old tickets and this and the other, you still want to walk around and tote a pistol, you still want to walk around with an ounce of weed in your nuts and everything. When you get to a certain point and you're making a certain amount of money and you have a certain amount of recognition, there's certain times you need to leave some of that alone, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? They still doing dumb shit after all of this. And you work so hard to get to a certain point, but you still do dumb shit that knocks you 10 steps back. You know what I'm saying?
They work
and it's
so
people,
hard to actually not
you work so
that.
Hard to get there, or you was just blessed enough to be at the right place at the right time when somebody needed, you know, wanted to mess with somebody new or heard your sound or something like that. It's people out here that would kill for opportunities like that. And people get blessed with opportunities like that and fuck them off. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's comedy to me.
Yeah, I
mean, but some of these guys, you know, they still want to do the hood shit, you know, from the hood shit. They want to still sell drugs and still do this rap game. So, I mean, that's up to them. You know what I mean? I don't know what they're doing with their money, but as long as they're happy, and we can't judge them. So,
I see it as
putting drugs and stay in it.
Should they have an assistant though for somebody to hold their drugs
and stop fucking around? That's what I say. I mean, they're so stupid. They do the stupidest shit and get busted for it, and then they think that just because they're famous or because they've got money or whatever, they can just buy their way out of it. And you know what? Nowadays, it's not like that. Judges and courts are just looking to see who they can make an example of, you know, who they can use with a good, you know, a well-recognized name to set an example, you know, for the rest of them. And it's like, you know, once you're pick your lane. If you want to be rich and famous and you want to do and you want to achieve all this stuff, then make that choice. Are you going to be a thug, a dumbass that's going to be doing all this shit, hustling, whatever, or are you going to achieve your goal? But don't mix the two. I mean, come on, please. It's so fucking stupid. It's like Fat Man said, it's comedy. It's comedy for all us common folk that we're watching this shit.
Even French Montana. I mean, he's even dealing with Khloe right now, the Kardashian. French Montana. I mean, he's still back in the hood. You know what I mean? He still does that hood shit, but have all this money and shit. Like, I mean, I just sometimes don't get these rappers. I think they should just leave that shit alone
and just like, right. But then again, still have fun with their money and still smoke weed and shit, do whatever. But
right. You know what? What pisses me off is they have so many young people watching every step that they make. And the example that they're setting, these young kids want to do the same shit. They want to mm-hmm. do the same shit. They want to hustle. They think it's all about the bitches. They think it's all about the drugs. It's all about the status, the style. They all want to own the Beamers, the Benz, the
even with
whatever.
The stripping now, like that nowadays, like now stripping is real big. Like strippers, I mean, they got all this money and stuff and like, to little girls, like, damn, like, look, all that money, you know what I mean?
Right.
Don't get me wrong, I thought about stripping, you know what I mean? Do not get me wrong, I love that money. I love money, it's so easy and shit. But then again, mm-hmm. like, I see 12, 10-year-olds listen to, like, Wiggle Wiggle, like, you know, ass shaking songs. I'm like, oh my God, like, I cannot imagine me having a daughter, like, listening to that shit. Like, it's crazy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm. I agree. I completely agree. So, yeah, definitely. So what's happening here in Vegas? What's going on in Vegas?
So what's going on in Vegas? Okay, so this last Friday, you know, Hookah Palace has just closed down, you know, for the renovation. They're about to clean up, you know, their stuff that's going on there and opening. They're about to open back on Labor Weekend. How do you guys know about Hookah Palace?
We used to hang out there for a minute, and yeah, we got out just in time before shots were fired and everything else. It's, you know, the Palace has its reputation, so I'll just leave it at that.
I mean, they have great music. You know what I mean? They have awesome music. I think they do need to clean up on, like, you know, the dress code, things like that, like the little things. You know what I mean? But the venue's great. Mm-hmm. The music's great, you know, things like that. We have actually Thick Nation Convention Expo is actually coming up. That's going to be August 15th through the 17th, and it's going to be at the New Orleans Hotel. It's going to be the awards, fashion show, and the expo. So, like, you come check out the vendors, you know, the models. No, even Gina's going to be there. She has a fashion show coming up, you guys. So
yes, I will be hosting the fashion show portion, and Lady Lauren, will be one of my models once again. Lady Lauren is a fabulous model, and so if you want to see Lady Lauren's stuff,
congratulations to the both of you and being involved in the Thick Nation movement and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like
that.
You know,
we gotta
hope you guys have a wonderful. Wonderful. Hope you guys have a wonderful action-packed time.
Yes, we will. Definitely. So what else is going on in Vegas?
We have the NWACP coming to Vegas, you know, July 19th through the 23rd. It is the 105th annual. I know, actually, shout out to my guy, Mouthpiece. He is actually, like, he's going there to, like, you know, for the press and stuff. So shout out to him. Congrats on that. We have Future coming here at the Cox Pavilion, July 26th. And then we have T-Pain going to be at the Light Club, July 23rd. And then we have August Alsina here at the House of Blues on August 20th. And that's what I have for local Las Vegas news and celebrity gossip.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Lady
Lauren.
You're welcome, guys.
That's awesome. Thank you for coming on the show. We always appreciate you coming on. So I have a question for you. Give me two great lies that you as a woman have gotten from a guy.
Gotten from a guy. Probably most of all, I love you. I mean, that's the common one. That
right?
is the common one. I mean, come on. Like, I mean, obviously you don't really. Well, I mean, I guess I can't say that. Well, yeah, I love you, yeah. Because the guys would be like, right. Well, I do this. Like, they do something wrong, and I'd be like, you love me. Like, how could you do that? Like,
right.
I think
right.
that's the number one lie. Another thing is, I would like to say something about sex. A lie? Oh, that he came, and then, like, that he didn't come, and then he really did come. So.
You lost me there. He came, but he didn't come. But he did.
No, he told me that he didn't come, but he really came.
Right, oh. Right. In other words, it was a, oops, I came a little too fast.
Like he didn't want to tell me that he come. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Oh, so it was a quickie.
It wasn't supposed to be a quickie.
All right.
I'll tell you on that. So, but this comes back to the women, I think two really good lies that women tell, and they tell them all the time, is, oh, baby, you're so big. Mm. And the other one is, of course I had multiple orgasms. What were you thinking?
Oh, no.
You're really good at faking. I faked it. I had to. It was like, yes, I already had multiple orgasms. Can you get the fuck off of me now? I'm done. My pussy's small. I'm done. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. It's like, get the fuck up. You tap him on the shoulder and everything. All right, you good. All right, come on.
I'd be mad as hell. I don't know. Like, I guess I'm reaching, like, my prime. Like, I'm about to turn 25. And like recently, I've been going ham with my guy. Like, you know, I don't know why. Like, I don't know. It's really different.
Did you hear that shit, Gina? She said she's reaching her prime and she's 25.
I'll smack her around. Girl, wait till you get to 40. When you get to 40, you will fuck him as soon as he walks in the door. You will be bent over waiting for him to put it in.
Oh, yeah, I am ready. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Okay. Wait till you get to your 40s. Then you'll be going, holy shit. Sexual appetite will be through the fucking roof.
But I think, like, this, as a guy, though, but what about a guy? I know about a woman, like, you know, we go more crazier, but a guy, do they get more slower or something? Like, they don't want to do it more? Or they don't have the energy more?
Nope.
Depends on the guy. It depends on the guy.
Nope.
But I think, usually younger men are between, you know, their teens and 25 is usually when they're at their peak. And so, but they can take it up into, you know, their 30. But, you know, but women really hit their prime after they're 35, 40 years old.
Wait a minute. Guys go way with their sexual attitude way into their 40s. Don't believe that shit. And this, that, and the other. Don't believe the motherfucking
eyes. Statistically, men are at their sexual peak in their younger years. And that's been documented. But there's always the exception.
Okay, I see we have Dr. G Spot on the show today, and this said the other. She has her personal opinion from a man's point of view. You ain't a man and you ain't in your 40s.
Well, no, but I'm saying statistically it has been known, and this is from documented, you know, reports and research that doctors have done, that men are at their sexual peak before their 30s. Mm-hmm. Women reach their sexual peak after their 30s. They're well into their 40s when they're at their highest sexual peak, and men tend to be at their highest levels in their teens and 20s. So that's why the whole...
Wait till I'm 30.
Honey, wait till you're 40, shit.
That's just what's
been documented.
Yeah, it's documented, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. So, sweetie, you got to, so just enjoy what's going on. Yeah, your body is, your hormones is jumping and everything like that, and it's making you crave your man like a vampire at night and all of that shit.
Who knows?
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? Because there is going to be a day where he's going to be like, damn, again? You know, it depends on the man. Some men be like, damn, again? I got that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. And that's a turn-off shit. And then when he really don't want to do it because it's like, damn, again, for real? But it's just like, you don't understand. Like, are you really complaining about getting some pussy and you always say, like, damn, this like the best? Like, come on, stop.
Yeah, well, you got sometimes, you know, sometimes you gotta tell it, baby. I'm feeling this type of way and this, that, and the other, and I just can't get enough. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta talk to it. You know, communicate,
right.
Talk to it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me stop talking.
Lauren. Yes. Let me give you a little bit of advice. You want to poke that lion in the cage and get him riled up? when he walks in the door, be butt naked, masturbating, and let him watch.
Hmm.
And tell him, well, you ain't here handling this business, so I got to handle myself. Trust me. When he sees you get off, he will be all over that shit all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's
I can just imagine
that's
me
true.
Too,
I,
like sitting on the
you know,
couch
that's true.
Waiting
I gotta
for him
agree.
To get
home. I gotta agree with that. I gotta agree with that. You know what I'm saying? That is true. If you do show him something and this, that, and the other to stimulate his mind, you know, a lot of women don't understand men need stimulation too. We out here doing shit, working in the street and everything. And a lot of times
working in the street, literally.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, women can expect us to come home, and yeah, certain women you can look at and dig it instantly hard, but sometimes we need some caressing and we need some coasting, and we need to be talked to dirty just like y'all like to be talked to dirty.
Now,
you
I have a question.
Saying?
Go ahead.
For the men, it's for you, fat man. Okay. It's not okay for a woman to flirt before a man, it is okay when you're in a relationship. Is that true?
Where you hear that at? Where you hear that?
From a man.
Okay.
From another man.
For me, it's a turn on to see your woman flirt with somebody else, or it's a turn on to see your woman, somebody else attracted to your girl.
Right.
That's a big
turn on. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Great.
To see somebody, if a man is constantly telling this woman, "Baby, you're beautiful, you're sexy, you this, that, and the other to me," and another man walks up and tries to holler at her, and she's like, "Well, no, such and such and such and such, and I'm over here," yeah, that's the ultimate turn off. And then that don't do nothing but make you wet. You know, that don't do nothing but wet, make you wet. So when you sit out, all we hear is splash. That's all we hear. That's all we hear. That's all we hear. You know, but y'all women, I mean, certain women gotta realize, you know, if you got a man that like to talk shit, we want you to talk shit back because that turns us on.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? If you got a man that like to eat pussy, let him eat your pussy. That turns him on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just being real. I mean, you got to let him do his thing to get turned on if you not turning him on.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So
remember, it's about the mind fuck. Remind yourself every day it's
don't,
about the mind.
Yeah, you can mind fuck me, don't mind bullshit fuck me. Like, I don't like the mind bullshit fuck. You can mind fuck me, don't bullshit
now, what's the mind bullshit fuck?
Like, just lies, bullshit, like, just bullshit and lies. Like, get the fuck out of here. But you can mind fuck me, like, sexually, but don't bullshit mind fuck me.
When we talk about the mind fuck, Lauren, we talk about stimulating your partner way in advance of intercourse, way in advance of the actual act of sex. The mind fuck, you know, a lot of people don't realize that foreplay can start from the minute you wake up to the minute you see each other again and you come together to initiate sex. You know, foreplay can come many different forms. It can be verbal. It can be mental. It can be physical. It can be emotional. It can be so many different ways, you know, but like anything, a man is visual and audio. They need to hear it. They need to see it to be stimulated. So, you know, if he's not being stimulated to the point where he gets home, he's like, "Oh God, please not, don't attack me. I don't want to have sex with you again." You got to mind fuck him from the morning until the time that you really want him to fuck the shit out of you. You know, so you have to come up with little ways to mind fuck him throughout the day and get him prepared for the actual time.
I mean, when I'm at work, I text him like little naughty things. I think that's a good way.
Right.
When I'm at work,
well, Of course, but you know what will turn him on even more is if you go to the bathroom and take a dirty picture and send it to him, like, completely out of the blue.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Not an everyday thing, but you just shock the shit out of him. Or you tell him, I'm going to call you right now. Don't answer your phone. And you leave him a very erotic voicemail. That
right.
will do hell of a lot more than the text. You understand what I'm saying? The voice over the phone, the sensual voice over the phone, will stimulate him way more than the actual text message will.
Or when you get up in the morning before you go to work, suck his dick and leave and go to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Break him up with a blowjob and don't worry about yourself. Don't get off. Don't get off. Yourself.
Oh,
do not get off. Do not undress yourself.
Messaging. I love giving. I like him to feel like the king that he is, and I like to feel like, you know what I mean? Like, just like you get this. Like, no one else can get this.
Right.
Like, it's for you.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Damn, I need to plant y'all two and grow a whole crop of y'all. Like they said, I need to find some women like this. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. It's all good. You know, this is why we do Pillow Talk Radio, so people can learn and things like that. So you can get into what may be going on into your relationship. We talk about a lot of stuff. We talk about a lot of things that's irrelevant, and we also talk about the truth. So. You know what I'm saying? And we also talk about the truth. So you ain't going to get nobody sugarcoating anything on here. So you just have to, like you said, it's about the mind fuck. Stimulate your man. You know what I mean? There's a lot of ladies out there saying on how they're going to take care of their man and how they're going to, you know, do this and do that and everything. Ladies, keep your word just like you want your man to keep his word with
keep
you.
Keep his word.
It's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a two.
Exactly.
If you go come home and rub your man's feet, do that. Come home and rub his feet. Because if he rubbed yours last night and he put you to sleep, okay, then that's what he was supposed to do. Start reciprocating the same things that you want done to you. We like the same things done to us. You know what I'm saying? But we're on that man shit, and we only going to say so much. I know a closed mouth don't get fed, but we're only going to say so much. Unless we are the type of man, or you have the type of man that is not afraid to express himself in front of you and sit and talk to you, things like that. You got to understand there is a lot of men that are afraid to express themselves to their woman, to their girlfriend, to their lover, and things like that. And sometimes y'all got a lot of years put in together.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
It's 11, 10, 12 years down the road when a person starts to want to really express themselves. Sometimes it's a little too late because you've been waiting for so long and everything. You know what I'm saying? And that means sexually, too. You know, the mind fuck starts from communication, looking in each other's eyes, paying attention, not in your phone, not in your PlayStation, not waiting for a text message and all of that. That's giving your mate and your man and your woman that time, at that moment, that attention.
Yep, I agree. I agree. Like you and I have talked about before, all the technology nowadays, and you're sitting at the dinner table and everybody's on their damn phone. There's no communication. There's no interaction, and that's what a lot of people need to get back to is the interaction, the looking at each other and talking to each other and expressing yourself and expressing your feelings. You know, people are getting so far away from it. We've become a cold culture of people. We are so, you know, just withdrawn from reality, from the society, from whatever. It's just we've gone so far that we don't even communicate at all. We don't sit down and have conversations anymore, and it's sad. It is so sad.
Well, one thing I want to expound on, technology has taken over so much too. We don't even sit down at the dinner table like a family anymore.
Right, I hate that.
And that's one thing that I'm going to make sure that me and my daughter get into is sitting at the kitchen table and not sitting in front of the TV, sit out and, you know, and find out how her day went. You know, she's getting ready to start school, things like that. You know what I'm saying? And I do agree with you, Laura. You know, yeah, the mind fuck, don't bullshit. I know you can understand. You say, well, don't bullshit me on the mind fuck and this and the other. Well, if a man is sincere and he's into you like he say he is, you can smell the bullshit in a mind fuck. You can smell the bullshit in a mind fuck. You can feel the bullshit in a mind fuck. It's not sincere. It's not warm. Mm. It's not inviting. It's not accepting to you. That's kind of like, what the fuck are you talking about? Huh? You want to what? You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know, and people take pillow talk radio and figure that every man don't pillow talk. Some men don't say shit at all.
Mm-hmm. So true.
You know what I mean? When your man lay in the bed, some men don't say shit at all.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's the thing of, okay, then, come
up.
On. Yeah, it is. It is. It is. And he didn't notice the teddy that you had on and what color it was. You know what I'm saying? He didn't notice the perfume.
So can you change that? I mean, I know a woman can't change that, but can that change?
Yes, it
can. It can. Definitely.
Yes,
but, I mean, a woman can talk to him,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish what you were going
to
say.
I know. I mean, I know a woman can talk to him. You know what I mean? And, you know, to get to talking in the bed. But, like, he can easily cut you off.
Of course. Of course.
Yes.
And that's what I was going to say. It just depends on how receptive he is.
Mm.
If you explain to him, you know, I need more communication. I need more conversation. I need more intimate time with you. And I need a little bit more mind and physical stimulation from you. And if he's receptive to that, then he would be willing to pillow talk. He would be willing to sit on the edge of the bed with you, hold you, stare into your eyes, not to say a word, but just really connect with you, you know, or whatever the case may be, whatever the situation may be. If he's receptive to your needs, then he can change, and he can change a lot. So it just depends on the person and how receptive they are to your needs.
Right.
It is attention. Get his attention. We as men, our attention is everywhere. And you can be talking to us and we can be looking off and you'd be like, can you hear me? I hear you and everything like that. Get his attention. That's one of the things that I tell women. If you want to keep me around a long time, keep my attention. Once you lose my attention, you lose everything.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And everything. Not saying that you got to look like, you know, Mata Hari every day and this, that, and the other with the long flowing dress and the hair done and this, but it's ways to get a man's attention. It's little things, like we talked about, running the bath water or running or turning on the shower for him, things like that. The same thing that you like done for you, same thing he like done for him. We like our back washed too. We like for you to get in the shower with us and scrub our back. Spontaneity will also catch a man's attention. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm in the shower. Yeah, come on and get in the shower with me. No, baby, I just have to get in the shower, wash you up and wash your back and this, that, and the other. Yeah, that'll turn into a hell of a long fucking session fucking with the right motherfucker.
fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Things like that. But, you know, get into his mind just like you want him to get into yours. And usually it's the little things. It's the little things. And you have to, like I said, get our attention. You know what I'm saying? It used to be the way through a man's heart is through his stomach. No, not no more.
Because I kind of really don't know how to cook, but I can still cook. Like, you get me?
Right.
And that sucks because, like, I'm a more of a cleaning type of person. Like, I do laundry. I clean the house. My sister's a cooker. You know what I mean? She, like, do the dishes. You know what I mean? She stay in the kitchen.
Right.
But...
Right.
Yeah,
So that's what will rectify if you're looking for your man to be more attentive to you, things like that. Try doing something. Try putting on his favorite color. My favorite color is butt naked. It probably is his too. You know what I'm saying?
This is all about to the ladies, you know what I mean? You know, this is not necessarily my story. I'm just having a conversation.
You know,
no, Lauren, this is what you do. Lauren, I'm telling you, this is what you do. This is what you do. Shut up, whatever. tell your friend, wink, wink, to tell her man to meet him out, like, at the end of, like, the road on, like, some dark highway or whatever at a certain time. have him pull over, and you have a blanket in the car, you throw it on the hood of the car, you fuck the holy shit out of him right there in the middle of nowhere, and then you go on your merry way. Just, you got to do shit like that just to
I know,
the lion
I love spontaneous shit. I mean, yeah, that's like spontaneous, yeah. You know, whoever.
Yeah, it goes a long way. It goes a long way. It adds spice to the relationship.
Yeah, flavor.
Sometime when you guys are sitting in bed and everything, you ask him, what's some freaky shit you want to do and everything? Watch him blush. He's going to blush like a motherfucker, but, you know, just ask him, babe, what you want to do? And this, that, and the other. You want to and see what's what. Share some of your intimate thoughts with him. You know what I'm saying? Be careful what you share with him, because most men can't handle some of those intimate thoughts and shit like that. We'd be like, what? Where the fuck you learned that shit from? Where the fuck you get that from? Who you been fucking with? The way you want to do some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So you have to test the waters. But if he's into you like he said he is, then he's going to be like, oh, that's what you want to do? Huh, okay. All right. Let's make that happen. You know what I mean? He's going to be understandable.
Right.
Don't be no hater about it. So you got to be careful what you introduce and what you bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? And everything. But we want to thank Lady Lauren for coming in today and giving us the gossip report. You know what I'm saying? You guys hit her up on Facebook. You know what I mean? And hit her up on her Twitter
and
everything. Where can they find you, lady? Tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, always LCC. Hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, it's the same name. Facebook me, you know, Lady Lauren. You don't have to do that. That's personal. But, yeah, Instagram and Twitter, baby.
That's personal. Hey, Lauren, we're getting together tonight. We're going to Plush. So if you want to come out and party with us, 10 o'clock, Gold Diggers inside of the Golden Nugget. That's how we do it.
You're doing that tonight. I might have to, you know, do some shit tonight, actually. You know, I'll get in touch with you. What time is it? Yep, it's 6:37 in Las Vegas, 103 degrees out. So I will contact you.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, you guys have a good night. Have a good
you
Sunday. Too, happy Sunday. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye,
sweetie. We'll be right back after this message.
Don't stop until that ass is shook. Can I get a hug?
going on, everybody? Got your boy Fat Man back up in here. Pillow Talk Radio, y'all. 6:41 p.m. going out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? So, G-Spot, you said you was going to the event tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be at Plush, Club Plush, which will be inside of Gold Diggers in the Golden Nugget in downtown Las Vegas at 10 p.m. Some of my LVPPWs will be in the house as well. We'll be out there celebrating the end of BBW, what was it? Well-rounded BBW
yeah.
Bash. So I just
right.
want to shout out Jacob Palmer, our promoter, owner of Plush Nightclub, and Katie Finn as well. They were so gracious and welcoming to us last weekend on Sunday. So it was really a good time. The place got crowded. For a minute, the elevators were out, so everybody had to walk up the stairs. So it was fun watching all the HIPAAs walking up the damn stairs. But, yeah, we had a good time. The place is packed. So we're looking forward to another great evening. I have a couple of shout-outs, too. Shout-out to Cedric, who's listening to us live right now. Also to my boy Marcus Pittman, number 70, Arizona Rattlers. They won another game, 65-55. Hoping and praying that they go to, China once again for their bowls. So, you know, I'm sure that their games are just going to get better from now on out. And, you know, they're great champions. So I just want to congratulate him on another win. So other than that, you know, shout out to my LVPPWs, Paula, Debbie, Susan, Luana, all my girls, Lisa, you know, all my girls out there. I want to just thank them for always being so supportive and helping me, get my vision of, size awareness out there and, helping me with everything that we do as a group. You know, I couldn't do anything without them, so I just wanted to acknowledge that. And my co-founder, Luana, she's doing her thing, and we appreciate her. She's always there, even though she's not out in the eye all the time like we would love her to be, but she's always in the background doing everything else to be supportive, you know, as far as, you know, paperwork or contacts or whatever she needs. We need her to do. She's always there, so I just want to thank her for always being there.
Well, wonderful, 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 wonderful. Well, I hope everybody has a good time tonight. I wasn't invited and everything, but it's all good, though. Y'all make sure y'all have a good time and everything. And Fat Man will go home.
Because when we invite you, you don't go. That's why.
No, and you're right, and you're right, and you're right. But this week I don't have Victoria. She's gone with her mama and this, that, and the other, so I am a free spirit. But, everybody make sure they go out to the Gold, where is it at? Is it the Gold Spike or the
Gold
Gold Nugget? Golden
Gold,
Nugget.
Yes, Gold Diggers inside of Golden Nugget.
Okay, Gold Diggers inside of Golden Nugget. Make sure you support Jacob Palmer. Go out there and meet and greet with the LVPPW and the LVPPW.
Las Vegas Club Players, that's right. And
exactly.
Also want to shout out to Chosen One, Detroit's finest Chosen One. He's doing his damn thing in Michigan. I want to, you know, congratulate him. He's going to be on, Hip Hop. What is the name of that show?
Love and Hip Hop.
There you go. That's the one. Yeah, he's going to be on an episode as alongside his sister, Kina Winters. Out there, so you know, I got mad love and respect for him. You guys are awesome. You guys are doing a great job out there. I look forward to having you here in Vegas soon. We need to get you guys in the studio and do some collabs here with our artists that we have here, you know, Patrome and everybody else. So, you know, I just wanted to shout them out and make sure that they know that they are always thought of and loved very much and much respect.
It's wonderful, sweetie. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, for me and G-Spot and everybody else, we appreciate you guys listening to us on Pillow Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Look for the return of Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man will be performing live on August 17th out in San Diego with J.O. Felony and everything. Look for new episodes of Cookie with Fat coming up. You know what I mean? And just support what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Fat Man don't get a lot of support from people. So it's all good, though. Just support. You support me, I'll support you. And on that note, we're going to be the hell up out of here, y'all. We'll talk to y'all next time. Peace.
Ha! The West Coast, baby. do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this damn fluid. Ha! West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while we're sipping on this pimp fluid.
So Long Beach, that's what my mama told me. Brought me to the Dells in 88, so they mowed me. A young, reputable, rider and respectable. Fuck any amigos and bitches on the testicles. I'm a legend, I've been banging since 11. Always packing me a weapon cause the old state threatened. Get that bossa, always talking wasa. I mob up in the club and knock the drink out your taza. Rasa, you didn't know about them killers. Cowboys, West Side, Long Beach, nigga. Affiliated con la mierda, no me joda. Boricua, vendiendo la droga en copitola, pendejo. No venga con la mano y pidiendo. There's a hustle in every move, vendiendo chocha hasta pelo. Fat man, you know I had to get it. Any problems on my mama, we can surely deal with it.
The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this damn fluid.
313 to the LBC.
The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this damn fluid.
This grip, nigga. You didn't know that the fat man was a spit, nigga. Underestimated cause I'm just a big figure. I'm taking all your shit, the fat boys be legit, nigga. You didn't know I couldn't spit, I got massive flow. Cause you see me on TV with a cooking show. You skinny motherfuckers, y'all niggas got to go. My rhymes are complicated just like an obstacle.
Foot on the gas, cruising LV. Blowing on that loud, all mad and OC. Middle fingers to the haters as I'm chucking up the D. Just a East Coast nigga and I'm repping 313. West Coast, baby, do it. Sip it on that fluid. About to grab the mic and spit heat cause it's fluid. All you niggas in your crew better duck when I come through. See, walk your name out. This is 7-0 true. The land of the few. Legend be my status. I got my skull family. What it do? Nigga, what's happening? Barbecue slapping. Fat man keep it cracking. A West Coast nigga with a East Coast passion. Y'all niggas keep me laughing. Your booty ass rapping. You really think you're relevant, you really just be past this. You fake motherfuckers, don't get it twisted. Jama's in the mix.
The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this pimp fluid.
And I'm ripping 313 to the LBC.
The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this pimp fluid.
Hanging out on the motherfucking West Coast. Y'all know who it is.